All right, welcome to Cave Talk. We haven't had an episode in a while, but with the historic firing of the Chicago Blackhawks coach, Joe Quenneville, I thought I would get the heart and soul of Blackhawks Nation, Ken John Landonshaw's thoughts on this, because when I talked to Ken quickly about it, he was pretty shocked. I had been telling Ken in the offseason that if he doesn't do well, he's going to get fired. Ken was, you know, arguing back that there was no chance of that. And here we are, he's fired. So, Ken, I told you so, but even I'm shocked that they've actually fired him over some other choices. It's probably a devastating day for you. Tell us about your thoughts on the firing.
Well, I'm not happy, and my phone was ringing off the hook there. I'm shocked because, you know, three cups, right? And last year, Stan Bowman says, you know, no, we're keeping Joe, you know, and he's not going nowhere. He's animate about it. And now he does turncoat. What's this all about, you know? Not happy with Stan Bowman.
Yeah, it sounds like there might be a few other people not too happy with him either in Chicago.
He shouldn't be staying in Chicago. He should be moving on, Stan.
Yeah, you think? Do you think Stan should have been moved on, or should have moved on before Joel?
Well, Coach Q. I mean, okay, if he thinks it's a coaching problem, then get his dad to come back.
Yeah, hey, that's a good idea. What about you, Lana? Were you shocked at all?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. My mom was the first one who told me in the morning, and I couldn't believe it. I didn't think it was real, but yeah, everyone I've talked to said it's Stan Bowman, and the guys up top are just looking to save their asses, their jobs, that they had to blame scapegoat, so there's Q, but I don't agree with it at all.
That's a hard person to call your scapegoat, as someone who's, what, won you how many cups, Ken?
Three.
Three cups, has won you three cups.
Second winningest coach in NHL history.
Yeah.
So was he getting complacent? No, he was...
I don't think that's his personality.
No, it's hard. You know, we're watching the Hawks on TV, and some of the guys aren't playing up to speed, and we watch every game. You're watching every other team. They bring their best game against the Hawks.
Oh, come on. They do. What would be your thoughts if Quenneville coached in Vancouver? Just for everybody out there, that was a big sigh of painful and kind of exasperation from Ken.
Probably the only
organization in the league where he'd go and he couldn't do anything with the team because they suck.
I actually think he could actually turn them around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how good he is.
Well, and we saw with
be a contender.
I know you talk about putting the blame on the players. Do you put any blame on maybe your top two for taking a pretty big price on their contracts?
Absolutely.
to the point where they had to get rid of Panarin. So, like, my point is it's about, you know, it's about the players that helped the coach win, and it's a whole team thing. If they had taken maybe a hometown discount, they might have been able to keep Panarin, and maybe now that, you know, type of player gets them a couple more wins and helps keep the job.
It's all accountability. I mean, in the real world, you know, if you go to work, you got to produce, right? Not to say, well, I think I can do this. Well, you go and do it, then you get the money.
Yeah.
But if you're not doing it, your wages come down. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
So
for, what about you, Lennon? Do you think that was kind of maybe a factor, was your top two players and the salary cap era where you only have so much space to get good players? And what's your thoughts on Panarin leaving because there's not enough room on that?
I think Kane and Taves totally, you know, brought down the Hawks for taking that much for salary. Yeah, I wish Panarin would have stayed, but...
Do you think he'll come back? I think he's a free agent after this year.
He's going to get back eventually, and because we got Saad back, and I'm hoping one day we're going to get Scott Darling back. I think he was a great goaltender to have in the Hawks organization.
Scott Darling was awesome in Chicago.
But Crawford hasn't played bad since he's come back.
No, he hasn't. Nope, not at all. He's actually holding the team in there in a lot of games.
Do you think Quenneville's going to take a lot of time off, a year, 6 months, 5 years? I personally think he's just wired for this. I think we'd see him back after a short break. He's getting pretty much $5 million to hang out with his family, probably have a few cocktails on a beach somewhere.
Totally agree. He's going to take this time to spend time with his family, and the offers will be coming in all through in the new year and springtime, and he'll decide.
Where would you like to see him go?
He'll be back in Chicago.
You think, of all the places?
In 2 years. I think he's going to take this whole season off, NHL season off, and come back next season. But, yeah, I could see him going to Edmonton, like you said, or whatever. But Yeah, I give him, I don't know, I feel like he'll be gone for to another team for 3 to 5 years, and then he'll be back in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, this is like getting rid of Jim Cornelison. You can't do this shit.
So, but do you think maybe this firing damaged that relationship where maybe he doesn't want to come back to Chicago?
No. Once a Hawk, always a Hawk.
Well, no, it will be interesting to see if we see in like 3 to 5 years whether they come back.
Unless.
Okay. Here's the caveat, the unless, the small, the fine print.
Offer him 3 times the amount to come to Vancouver or Edmonton or Ottawa. Then he'll go. But I think maybe if he does go someplace, he's probably going to go Banana Belt somewhere nice and warm.
Yeah, could be.
I think I
60, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he would be most utilized. Like, obviously, he knows how to work with stars. Like, he's know how to take a Kane and Taves and give their potential. I see him doing wonders in Edmonton with McDavid, but I don't
said, watch him go to Seattle when they Seattle. Gets
the game. Oh, it's something to get. We're there.
The Seattle Qs. That'll be the name.
Yeah,
but
Susie Q.
Do you think do you think they should have moved? They should have maybe done something with Bo Stan. I don't know if you can move a manager, but I don't think you can. But do you think Bowman should have maybe maybe not tried to save his ass and kept Q in and done something else
behind the scenes? Totally, do we? We don't know what went down. Who decided on this? There's a whole bunch of brass up there. So, you know, really, who made that call?
Yeah,
it can't be just Stan Bowman, I guess.
Control anything. You can't control
a collective agreement between the 6 or 8 executives up there. And are we throwing a scare into the players, and then we're going to bring them back? Or what are we doing here? Right.
Everyone's saying if Coach Hugh got fired, then no one's job is safe in the NHL.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was the last standing like pillar, of, like Senior like. You win 3, like, this is why I found it so shocking. I know we joked about me saying, and like, you know, they're going to fire him. I mean, they've been playing, haven't done great the past couple bit Everybody years. But then getting, how can you, like, honestly, like, look the person in the eye, Coach Q, and say, sorry, you're fired, but thanks for the 3 cups. Was it second winningest coach? But once again, this is a business. This is, it's all about the current state of the team. And going forward,
totally agree with
do
that.
You think so? The Penguins did this, you know, with when they got rid of one of who went to the Canadiens, can't remember his name, but they brought in Dan Blysma that year. They won the cup, and then also with Mike Johnson when they got rid of Blysma, they went with Johnson and won a cup. Do you think this will turn them around this season to the point of being a playoff contender, potentially Stanley Cup Finals, or even winning the cup?
No, I think they threw a knife into their heart there. So no, they're not gonna be a contender this year.
I thought they were going to make the playoffs for sure with Q there, and they still could, I think, but I feel like they would have gone further with Q this season. They should have given him at least this last season, not firing halfway through the season.
Yeah, they should have given him the rest of the season. Then you got a leg to stand on, okay, finally, but not at this point.
That was the reason why I asked the question was, like, if you see the writing on the wall, like, those times where the Penguins turned around and won the cup were pretty rare. That you bring in, you fire a coach, and then you bring someone in and you win the Stanley Cup is very rare. Whereas if I was them, I would have been like, okay, like, is this season the write-off? Let's look at, let's maybe work some youth into the system. Youths into the system. And then, you know, at the end, you know, tell Coach Q, kind of like what they did with Fleury. They let Fleury know way above and beyond that they were going to let him go.
Class act
for that.
Not
the Luongo type stuff that we saw in Vancouver, but that's kind of, I think, would have been maybe for me a little more respectful for the pedigree and hair and like what Quinville had done for Chicago.
But right on the nail there. It's respectful and what he's done for the organization. They should have done that, not like, you know.
Is there any concerns that the fans for this year would have been, you know, got to get rid of Q, Q's head on the stake? Maybe this was trying to save his reputation now instead of, like, the last thing you...
He'll be an icon in Chicago for a little while.
They love him there. That Stan Bowman's pretty much got to watch himself out in the parking lot, I think.
I'd like to see all the fans come to the games with Coach Q jerseys on now. On the
Have a Q night. Yeah. Well, then we'll do
that.
Q-tip. No.
Oh, God. Do you imagine?
People are saying if it's going to be weird having that young of a coach, because some of the players are older than this coach.
Oh, yeah.
So
what
it's
is he?
Like 33.
Who is this guy? He coaches the Ice Hogs.
This is the intern coach, right?
Pretty well with the Ice Hogs. They're
still. I mean, wouldn't you grab somebody that's like, where's Vignon, is he still playing?
Lane, not sure.
Yeah.
No, I think you're just
like that.
I think we're seeing that trend in all of sports right now, not just for the players being younger, but
so you're telling me
there's a chance. No, is that we're seeing the younger movement? Not. I know in baseball there's some managers or owners or whatever, not owners, but managers or high up in the organization that are young 30s statisticians. They're like, so it could just be kind of that new trend. And also too, I believe is he the interim coach right now, or did they name him as a coach?
I don't know.
He's named?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, so we have the younger one. As Ken, would you find it tough playing for someone who was younger than you if you were like the, you know, 34-year-old?
No, I wouldn't.
No?
No.
It's a class act like that, right? Yeah.
It's like any job. You have bosses that are younger than you. Yeah. You gotta suck it up.
That's true. And if you're getting paid that wage. And
Jesus.
You know? Sign Ken up for that right now.
Car, man.
Watch your car. Where do you think the Hawks are going to end up this year?
Will they make the playoffs? I'm hoping they will. And if they do, watch out, but don't hold your breath.
What about you?
Make first or second round playoffs, but not get to the conference final. Not this year.
I don't think they're going to make playoffs. I think Ken...
really good this season with a bunch of wins, but they've been going downhill the last few games, but they still had a good start to the season. So we'll just have to see how it goes with the new coach. But
it's the first game tonight with their new coach?
I believe it's tonight, yeah. Probably 4, 6, or 5. We'll be watching that.
I wonder if they're going to have a big video tribute to
Q. What they're going to do, they're going to be, all the fans are going to be going, Q, 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 you watch that. Yeah, they're going to be
shouting. Do you think they will?
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone still loves Coach Q.
It's the best.
I mean, when you win 3 cups for a city and...
wear a mustache tonight.
Movember too, so I don't think they'll make the playoffs. The reason was before this chat, actually, I was like the same as Landon, first, you know, make the first round or something. But your point, Ken, that you said about like a dagger to the heart in the players, that is a staple, not just in the. That's just a staple in the change room too, like in the culture that is the Chicago Blackhawks, the new age.
Kane and Seabrook got interviewed briefly about the Coach Q firing, and Kane was getting emotional, and Seabrook I could tell it was taking a toll on him, but obviously they got to be professional and say, like, this is,
the
like,
standard stuff.
Like, they're looking forward to the head coach, new coach, what he's going to bring, but I think
the heart isn't there.
And that's what scares me, is, like, you can have all the skill in the world, but if you know, for them, it's probably, like, some of them that have been there, you know, the stars, that's, like, losing.
As a coach for 10 years, some of them.
Now they're playing with this guy, this new coach. They go out there. Do they want to give 100%?
Who knows? No, I mean, they might.
We don't want to let, you know. You play, you win. Oh, geez, you're right. Coach Q should have gone. So do you give 100% or what?
I think they'll give 100%, but I think that there's just that motivation for maybe even just. For me, it's the change room. It's the culture that I think Q brought that made them successful. That's going to be gone, or it's going to be hindered. This new coach is going to bring in and try new things. Like they said, they're looking forward to it. New drills, new everything. Like,
so in the dress room, all these players got complacent. They went, oh, it's Q. You know, we can get away with this.
Maybe not. I don't know. I think Q commands like that type of discipline and respect. That I don't think that'd be very disrespectful for someone who they've played for 10 years that have won cups with. I think they all respected him enough to not do that. I think it's just, we talked about this, you coaches only have certain players and the cards.
Let's say, and it could also possibly go back to goaltending. If Crawford wasn't hurt and he finally came back,
yep,
hold him in. You know, Cam Ward, you know.
Yeah, Cam Ward.
Sucked for a while, in my opinion.
Darling back, Darling needs to be back in Chicago.
Well, he's a Chicago boy, yeah. So we really liked him. Watch him.
Yeah, he totally was awesome there.
Yeah, and do you guys think Darling will ever come back?
Yes, absolutely.
I think he misses it now. Misses Chicago, and that was his dream growing up in elementary school. He said to his teacher, he wants to win the cup with the Blackhawks. Obviously it came true. So I think a few more years he'll be back in Chicago. I'm hoping.
Are you guys, now that Q's gone, are you guys going to change the Hawks nest in here to a different team?
Not bloody likely.
Yeah. Coach Q.
Good call.
Coach Q banner here going in the Hall of Fame.
Change it. Change it to the Q Center.
Oh my god. We could probably find a sign somewhere in Victoria for that, couldn't we? If Coach Q ever listens to this, which is beyond 0%, what would you say to him?
Oh, geez. Keep your head up. We hope to see you back soon, and I know you'll be back.
Thanks for everything you've done for the Blackhawks and the fans, and he'd make a hell of a good coach for a THL team here.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would. And also, I can't believe Ken didn't say this, but come visit the cave. Yeah. All right, that's it. That's our few thoughts on the firing of Joel Quenneville from Chicago Blackhawks. Ken, Landon, thanks so much. This has been Cave Talk, and go check us out on all of our social platforms and ultimatehockeyfancave.com.
Keep giving Planet Earth an assist.
Save your sticks, people. All right, thanks a lot.